Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's not that unusual for artists to deal with past relationships in their work. Harriet Richardson has done the same, but with a high level of commitment. She's had a number of names tattooed across her ribs, but they aren't the names of her past lovers, rather the names of their mothers. Harriet, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
If I might start by asking a really nosy question, how many names are we talking about?
So there's 14 in total, and it took a little bit of detective work to find out all of the different names.
Okay, in that you, when you were in relationships with the various men, you didn't really know the names of their mothers. It probably didn't come up in conversation.
Oh, no, well, all the relationships I did, because I'm a huge yearner and I'm, you know, make time to learn those things. But a couple of them were sort of one night stands maybe that happened in the pandemic. So they were a little bit harder to find out.
Okay, yes. You know, it doesn't really come up. What's your mother's name?
Yeah, that wasn't like top priority.
So how did you find out the names? Was it kind of detective work, literally?
Yeah, like literally. So I knew 12 of the 14 just through like, you know, Facebook or whatever, or diaries. I keep a lot of diaries. And with two of them, I hired a private detective in London to find those names out, which was very helpful.
Wow. And why, when you were thinking about doing this, why the names of the mothers?
It's a very good question. Firstly, I don't want any men's names on me. Okay. I wanted a way to sort of have a tribute to those relationships that meant a lot to me without having their names. And I love the idea of just having like women's names on me. I think that's a really beautiful thing. And then the mother idea came from, I think there's something really subversive in, you know, having the woman that most men hold apart from other women tattooed upon the body of someone that they would deem temporary, which is why the piece is called Temporary. And I like the subversion in that. And then, you know, other things inspired it too. Like, I think the roles that we share as a girlfriend and a mother feel quite, you know, close to each other, both in the way that we're treated and, you know, the roles that we take on.
Yeah. There's a lot in that to unpack. Were all these relationships kind of relatively short, Harriet?
Long-term ones? No, well, I've done some girl math and it's less than one a year. So, I know 14, it's a number that seems to like split people in a way. I've got, you know, called lots of different names online, ranging from sort of, I'm not going to say them, but yeah. You've not had sex with many people too. You've had a lot of sex. And it's a really, really interesting range. Sorry, I've completely forgotten your question.
My point is like some of the men you had relationships with, I assume some of them were longer than
years and years.
Yeah. So the nature of those would be different to, say, a one-night stand.
Yeah, and there's even something having those names next to each other of their mothers. That also feels quite, interesting. Like, I like the tension that causes, because even though some of those men meant a lot more to me, you know, emotionally than the others did, they all still hold importance in sort of forming who I am today. And I think that's true for everyone. You know, even if it's a one-night stand, it still happened. You know, it still means something.
So did you, in the past, meet some of the mothers? Especially in the longer relationships.
Gosh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I was friends with some of them and I really liked, you know, at least half of them.
That's pretty good, actually.
That's
not bad at all. Do they all know this has happened and have any of them contacted you?
Good question. So, to my knowledge, I mean, I only launched this piece just over 2 weeks ago. Not a single mother knows, or not to my knowledge anyway. And it'll be interesting to see if that changes over time. But I haven't really had any reactions, apart from one guy that I have had a relationship with reacted to an Instagram story that I put up, and it was just an emoji, which I thought was actually perfect because he was saying absolutely nothing with it.
That's kind of stuck for word stuff, is it?
Yeah, it was the clapping hands emoji, so that can be taken in many different ways.
And given, Harriet, that it's a tattoo, it's permanent, do you plan to keep adding to it as you move through
life? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the performance art, is that every time I have a relationship with someone new, then I'll add their mother's name to the piece. And I've learnt my lesson. I'm going to ask their name before,
yes,
before anything happens. Because one of the other rules is that I'm not having any repeat names. So if you're on the list already, you're not coming in.
Okay, fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. But I mean, you want to make you check that name afterwards in case they give you a fake one. Maybe.
Do you think that'll happen?
Well,
oh,
maybe so, if somebody's aware of it, and you know, if you're having a, if you're going to bed with someone, they're going to see the names, and it might come up.
Yeah.
God, that'll be a fascinating conversation.
I think it'll hopefully change the landscape of the people that I, you know, have interactions with as well. Because if they don't like the tattoo, they're not going to like me at all.
Harriet, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was the artist Harriet Richardson there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.